Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1331 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 281 Defendants Exhibit 36. Statement of James Conley made to John R. Black and H. Scott at Police Barracks, Atlanta, Georgia. Sunday, May 18, 1913. My full name is James Conley. I reside 172 Rhodes Street with Lorene Jones, who claims to be from Marietta, Georgia. This woman is not my wife, and I have been living with her a little over 2 years. I have been having intercourse with Lorene Jones. I have been employed as an elevator man and roused about at the National Pencil Company factory in Atlanta for the past 2 years. Before going to the pencil factory, I was employed by Dr. L. Palmer at Broad and Mitchell Streets, Atlanta, as a buggy driver. I worked for him for about 1 year. Previous to that time, I worked for the Ore Stationery Company, Atlanta, as driver of wagon. Previous to that time, I worked for Adam Woodward as a stable hand for 1 year and 3 months. Previous to that time, I worked for Mr. Cope's Woodyard, Atlanta, for 5 years. I am now 27 years of age, single. On Saturday, April 26, 1913, I arose between 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. and ate my breakfast. At 10:30, I left the house, 172 Rhodes Street, and went to Peters Street and visited a number of saloons between Fair and Peters and Haines and Peters Street. I purchased a half pint of rye whiskey from a Negro who was walking along Peters Street about 11 a.m., I paying 40 cents for this whiskey. I visited the Bud Inn Saloon and went back to the pool tables and saw three colored men shooting dice, and I joined them and won 90 cents from them. I then purchased some beer, paying 15 cents. I then walked up the street and visited Early's Beer Saloon, purchased two beers and wine, paying 10 cents for same. This was all the money I spent on Peter Street, and I arrived home at 2:30 p.m., and I found L. Jones there, and she asked me if I had any money. I replied yes and gave her $3.50, $1 in greenback, and the rest silver money. I received $3.75 from the pencil factory on Friday, April 25th, between 6 o'clock and 6:30 p.m., spent 15 cents for meats on Friday night. Before receiving the $3.75, I did not have any money in my pocket. At 3:30 p.m. or 4 p.m., Saturday, April 26th, I purchased 15 cents worth of beer and then returned to the house and sent the little girl out to get 10 cents worth of stove wood and 5 cents worth of pan sausage. I remained at home all Saturday night, and at 12 o'clock noon, Sunday, April 27th, I walked up on Mitchell Street and got a cigarette, remaining there until 12:45 p.m., and returned home, remaining until 6:30 p.m., when I went to my mother's house, 92 Tatnall Street, and got my lunch, and then returned home, and I remained at home until Monday, April 28th. On April 28th, I reported for work at the pencil factory at 7:05 a.m., signed James Conley.